From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. takes aim at alleged corrupt practices in football's governing world body. The U.S. government Wednesday rocked the football world, releasing dozens of federal charges against 14 people that Attorney General Loretta Lynch said marked more than two decades of lies, corruption, and bribery within the governing body, FIFA.
Now, the 14 defendants charged in the indictment we are unsealing today include high-ranking officials of FIFA, the international organization responsible for regulating and promoting soccer, leaders of regional and other governing bodies under the FIFA umbrella, and sports marketing executives who, according to the indictment, paid millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks to obtain lucrative media and marketing rights to international soccer tournaments.
The U.S. indictment includes nearly 50 counts against the current and former top officials that covered charges of racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. She said the corruption and bribery extended to the 2011 FIFA presidential election and agreements regarding a sponsorship of the Brazilian national soccer team by a major U.S. sportswear company. The UN says millions of South Sudanese are going hungry 18 months after war broke out, with conditions expected to deteriorate. At the same time, an annual UN food report shows the number of hungry people in the world dropped by nearly 170 million in the past decade. But a cautionary note was struck by Costas Stamoulis of the Food and Agriculture Organization.
According to our latest estimates, there are 20 countries in this world that suffer either from local or conflicts that affect the whole country.
The UN report on hunger shows the situation remains dramatic, particularly in South Asia and much of Southern Africa. This is VOA News. Airstrikes in the Yemeni capital Sana'a killed at least 43 pro-rebel forces Wednesday, as a Saudi Arabian-led coalition continues its air campaign against the Shia Houthi insurgent group that overran parts of the country earlier this year. Scores, including many civilians, were also killed or wounded in strikes along the Saudi-Yemen border, according to the Reuters news agency. Thousands have died since original Air Force coalition began an offensive against the Houthi rebels in late March. A rights group says Islamic State militants Wednesday executed 20 men at the ancient Roman theater in the historic Syrian city Palmyra. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the men were shot after accusations of collaborating with the Syrian government. Meanwhile, in neighboring Iraq, suicide bombings killed at least 17 soldiers in Anbar province overnight, as pro-government forces in Iraq continued their newly launched campaign to disrupt the Islamic State group in the area. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Wednesday said the United States will be the primary security power in the Asia-Pacific region for years to come, and he outlined U.S. policy regarding the disputed South China Sea and China's claims of sovereignty.
We want a peaceful resolution of all disputes and an immediate and lasting halt to land reclamation by any claimant. We also oppose any further militarization of disputed features. The United States will fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows, as we do all around the world. With its actions in the South China Sea, China is out of step with both international norms that underscore the Asia-Pacific security architecture and the regional consensus in favor of a non-coercive approach to this and other long-standing disputes.
China has been building artificial islands in the Spratlys, a group of islands over which several Asian countries claim sovereignty. Last week, China objected over a U.S. Navy surveillance plane flying near those islands. U.S. Defense Department acknowledges more than 20 military personnel may have been exposed to anthrax during a laboratory training exercise in South Korea, but insists no risk to the public. The Pentagon says none of the military personnel exhibited any exposure symptoms. A Tibetan mother of two set herself afire Wednesday, protesting China's repressive policies towards Tibetans. There have been more than 140 such acts in Tibetan areas since 2009. Madagascar's president is challenging the legality of a parliamentary vote to dismiss him for alleged constitutional violations and incompetence. A constitutional court in the Indian Ocean island nation will decide whether an impeachment process can move forward. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.